In the early 1970s, Motown Records released the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On? The song asks for a peaceful solution to social problems. What's Going On is very famous in the United States. It appears in fourth place on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here are a few of the lines from the song.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
Today, we will show you how this famous song can teach you about English grammar. Specifically, it can show you how English speakers use phrasal verbs. First, we begin with some definitions.
Phrasal verbs have two or more words, verbs and particles. Particles are short words, such as on, over, and in. Phrasal verbs have an idiomatic meaning. In other words, the verb and particle together mean something different than what the individual words suggest. So, for example, the phrasal verb find out has the verb find and the particle out. However, the term find out means to discover. English speakers use many phrasal verbs, perhaps thousands. Many of these verbs have two or more meanings. Luckily, there is hope. You do not need to learn all of them. Some phrasal verbs are fairly common. And even when phrasal verbs have multiple meanings, English speakers often use one meaning more than the others. Today, we will talk about three of the most common phrasal verbs. All of them have the verb go. Melody Garnier and Norbert Schmidt are language experts. They created a list called the Fave List, which they say ranks the most commonly used phrasal verbs. Among the 10 most frequently used phrasal verbs, 3 have the verb go. We will look at each one in turn.
The most common, according to Garnier and Schmidt, is the phrasal verb go on. Go on can have several meanings, but the most common one is happen or take place. At the beginning of this report, you heard part of the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On? Now, you know that Gaye could have sung, What's Happening? Or, What is Taking Place? You might hear the words go on in the news or when two people are talking to each other. For example, you might hear someone talking about a debate going on in a political party.
Another common phrasal verb is go out. It came in number 8 on Garnier and Schmidt's fave list. When English speakers use go out, they often mean to leave a place to go to a social event. For example, American teenagers might make plans to go out on Friday night. They might make plans to go out for dinner or go out to the movies. Teenagers might also talk about what they did over the weekend. So, a person might say, I went out with friends on Friday night. This is the past tense form of go out.
Our final phrasal verb for today is go back. The fave list ranks this at number 5 on the list of most commonly used phrasal verbs. When English speakers use go back, they almost always mean to return to a place, time, activity, or a subject they talked about earlier. Here is an example from the American film Happy Gilmore. In the movie, people try to make the villain, Shooter McGavin, lose a golf game by distracting him. Here is what he says.
Go back to your shanties.
Here, Shooter McGavin is telling others to return to their homes. Shanty is a term for a small, poorly built shelter. McGavin believes that all the people who are at the golf match are poor and should not be there. Now you can understand why he is the villain in the film.
Learning and using phrasal verbs can be difficult, but you can do it. Try studying small numbers of phrasal verbs. Keep note of the different meanings and try using them in different sentences. But after all of your hard work, be sure to go out and have fun. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm John Russell.